I mean, think about it. You wouldn't let a CEO run a Fortune 500 company based purely on what they just felt like doing that
Oh,
morning.
definitely not. It would be a disaster.
Right. So why on earth do we let our brains run our own lives that way? Because when we talk about the failure of leadership today, the real crisis isn't happening in boardrooms. It's happening right between our own ears.
Yeah, exactly. Because without a concrete, like, rigorous system in place, the human brain just defaults to the path of least neurological resistance. It assesses progress based on fleeting emotions. It literally tells you, hey, I feel tired, so I must have worked hard enough today.
Which brings us to today's mission. Welcome to your deep dive into week 7, day 4 prep for the Laws of Life workbook. Tomorrow is going to require some heavy lifting from you, so today is all about reinforcing your ultimate self-leadership framework.
The standard method.
Exactly, the standard method. And as a psychology professor, I look at these 8 steps. Setting the standard, teaching yourself, acting on it, noticing the result, diagnosing the gap, adjusting, repeating relentlessly, and demanding compliance.
Right, it's a very specific sequence.
It is. And I look at those middle steps, like noticing the result, and I instantly see the value of like clinical behavioral tracking. We absolutely need objective data. But I have to push back a little on the end of the formula here.
Ah, the demand compliance part.
Yeah. Like, doesn't demanding compliance from yourself actually contradict our fundamental psychological need for autonomy? I mean, doesn't forced compliance just lead straight to, burning out?
It seems counterintuitive, I know, but demanding compliance is actually the ultimate expression of autonomy. Think of a pilot flying a plane into a massive storm.
Okay.
When vertigo hits, their inner ear is literally lying to them. They might feel like they're flying upward, but they're actually diving straight toward the ground.
Wow, so their physical senses are just completely wrong.
Completely wrong. So to survive, they have to demand compliance from themselves. They have to, trust the instrument panel over their own physical
Oh,
sensations.
I see.
Yeah, so when your motivation fades, your brain is basically experiencing emotional vertigo. It begs you to quit. Demanding compliance is simply trusting your structural instruments over your temporary feelings.
So you aren't burning out, you're just actively overriding a faulty sensor. I love that. Well, let's actually apply this to ourselves, since the workbook pushes you to identify your strongest and weakest points in this formula today. I'll lay mine out first.
Go for it. Put yourself on the spot.
I will. So, my absolute strength is teaching myself. Like, I can research, synthesize, and absorb theories all day
Yeah.
long, but my glaring weakness, it's demanding compliance.
Really, even as a professor.
Oh, especially as a professor. When the fatigue hits, I negotiate with myself. I totally let myself off the hook.
That's fascinating. My trap is slightly different, actually. My strength is diagnosing the gap. As a neuroscientist, I mean, I can analyze a behavioral point of failure down to the microsecond.
Right, you've got the data mapped out perfectly.
Exactly. But my weakness is act on it. I get completely paralyzed by the analysis itself, and I never actually execute the solution.
Which brings us to the third question in today's exercise, and honestly, the most critical part. Because you have to contrast those two points to figure out what changing them looks like in actual practice.
Right, because diagnosing a gap neurologically without actually taking physical action to cross it just creates this loop of false
A
success.
dopamine trap.
Yes, it's a massive dopamine trap. My brain gets a chemical reward signal from simply analyzing the problem, which tricks me into feeling productive even though the physical reality hasn't changed at all.
Oh, wow. So how do you actually fix that in practice?
Well, to bridge that gap neurologically, actual practice means setting physical constraints. Like, I have to create an unbreakable deadline to hit publish or send, regardless of whether I feel mentally ready. I just have to remove the feeling of readiness from the equation entirely.
That makes so much sense. And for my contrast, endlessly teaching myself without demanding compliance just turns me into a knowledge hoarder. It's just academic procrastination.
Yeah, you're learning but not doing.
Exactly. So in practice, I have to enforce a hard physical rule. I am not allowed to open the next book or read the next study until I have practically applied a concept from the last one, even if I'm exhausted.
Which is exactly why the daily habit building you are doing in this workbook isn't just busy work. You are actively building the mental muscle to enforce those physical rules.
Yeah, that 3 times a day review.
Right. Reviewing your personal stack, the 3 mental code rewrites, the 3 distill points, and the 2 quotes, it absolutely has to happen 3 times a day.
Because frequency is the only way to physically insulate those neural pathways, right?
Morning, midday, and evening. And of course, your bedtime question.
Oh, do not skip the bedtime question. When you focus on a specific problem right before sleep, you're tapping into a biological mechanism called sleep consolidation.
The brain is basically working the night shift.
Exactly.
Yes.
Your hippocampus spends the night physically restructuring memories and forging new connections, trying to solve that exact cognitive puzzle while you are completely unconscious.
And you are going to need all of those newly insulated pathways firing for day five. Because tomorrow, you're taking an actual real-life past failure of yours and running it straight through this standard filter.
It's going to expose exactly where your personal system broke down. It essentially forces you to look at the instrument panel of a past crash.
Such a great way to put it. So as you finish today's prep, I want to leave you with this thought. If your current standards are simply whatever your brain automatically falls back on when motivation completely disappears, what exactly is your baseline falling back to right now?